often check a person's hope meter, especially if they are struggling emotionally, because losing hope is like losing everything. Hope is the belief that my tomorrow will be better than my today. Psalm chapter 42 verse 1 says, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God." It sounds as if everything is okay with David, but it's not. Psalm chapter 42 verse 3, "My tears have been my food day and night." When your tears are your food day and night, that means you are really suffering from hopelessness. Yet, he says he is going to remember the Lord. Psalm chapter 42 verse 8, "The Lord will command his loving kindness." God has not done it yet, but David has confidence that he will. There are times when life crumbles around you. You need to take it upon yourself to look at yourself in the mirror and speak God's truth. Encourage yourself. David doesn't deny his pain or avoid it, rather he addresses it and tells himself what to do. Psalm chapter 42 verse 11, "Hope in God." What changed David's feelings of hopelessness and discouragement? He looked in a different direction. He looked at what God was going to do, even though he couldn't see it at the time. The way to overcome an emotional stronghold or hopelessness is to fast forward through the tough times, the battle scenes, to the end. Look toward the place where you surrender your thoughts to the love, grace, and faithfulness of God. Whatever is going wrong in your life will not have the last word. God can take a mess and make a miracle if you put your hope in Him. He promises that those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 23 NIV. This Christmas season, one want to encourage you to get around people who will stir up the hope of God in you. Visit a church and get connected with the people. Do not stay isolated but connect. God works through His church, and I know the people will welcome and extend God's love and hope to you.